Hey guys, welcome back to Girl Scene. It's Blake and Madison.
Yo.
If you heard that, Madison was asking me if this girl was hot on a dating app, and I said yes. I'm stereotyping, but she very obviously looks gay to me. Just because she has
really?
She has the tats, she has no makeup on in her picture, she has a black tank top on. She just has like gay vibes.
Oh, she screams straight to me.
Really?
Like, big time. Yeah.
Okay, but here's the thing. She's swiping on girls, so that would make her like bi at least, right?
I mean, true, I guess, but I've had some issues with that in the past.
Madison has had some issues hooking up with girls that we like to call straight.
Like to call as if it's like a new word.
Something I was 48 days ago.
Yeah.
As you guys know.
40 days ago.
But you know what? As we said before, I was in the closet, inside of another closet. I wasn't sure. I had to step out of the other closet to realize I was even maybe gay or maybe bi.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the case with a lot of these quote unquote straight girls. Don't get me wrong. I think everyone's bi.
Oh, 100%.
Like, how are you not?
Yeah.
Like, how are you not attracted to, like, a girl in any sense?
It's also not even attraction, too. It's almost just, like, curiosity to me. Like, exactly. I don't understand how people can be entirely not at all curious to an entire, like, species of human being.
Completely agree.
It makes no sense to me.
Especially girls.
Yeah, especially girls. Girls just, I mean, rip. Like, there's just no other word. Girls just rip, dude.
Dude, I remember Madison and I used to live together in West LA, as I've told you guys 700 times. We used to watch shows together. This was when I was so deep down in a hole of straightness.
This was when we were bringing back boys.
To the place.
From bungalow at that.
We'd be watching a show and there would be a hot girl on the show and like a hot scene would happen between two girls. And Madison would be like, Blake, how do you not think this girl is hot? And I'd be like, completely dry. Nothing is happening for me. Not a single thing is going off in my brain. Hooking up with a straight girl. I've never done it because, you know, been gay 4 seconds. Madison, on the other hand, has hooked up with, what do you think, like a couple straight girls?
I would say off the top, two.
Two.
Yeah.
Do you still
think? Which is too many.
Are they straight?
That's a good question. I mean,
you guys
both
fucked.
Of them, yeah, but both of them had boyfriends immediately following. So, I mean, okay, let's give me one disclaimer. This is not to say people can't experiment, people can't try, people can't, you know, do whatever the fuck you want to do. I don't give a shit. However, when it comes at my expense, you're going to be on the podcast. You know what I mean?
I feel you. So let's get started with the first straight girl you hooked up with.
Sure.
Some pretext, because Madison won't say it, so I'll say it. I'll drag her. She grew up with this girl, okay? This girl is super cute, like, screams straight vibes for sure. Yeah. But again, so did I. Yeah. I practically had a live, love, laugh sign in my fucking house. Yeah. No, I didn't, but I was almost at that point.
You did, though.
So, No, I didn't. I had... Enjoy the journey. Mm. The destination is... One of those things.
You had one that said, it's wine o'clock.
Bro, if I ever had one of those in my house, straight, gay, bi, pan, poly, whatever you want to call me, kick me to the curb.
Yeah, I would have moved out. No bullshit. Like, no,
not allowed in the house.
The second that went up, my bags were packed.
All right, so we're out one night, right? Madison grew up with this girl.
Yeah.
We go to classic, the bungalow in Santa Monica.
So class.
So classic. Basic bitches. Owning it. Don't care. 15s, but also basic. So we go to the bungalow, Santa Monica. It's a typical like bullshit bar where everyone goes and like likes to take like Instagram pictures where they think they're flexing, but they look like an absolute dork.
Yeah.
So this girl shows up that Madison's been, you know, friends with forever. Mind you, Madison does not hug a single person. She will not touch you unless you are her literal wife. Okay? We've hugged Max 4 times.
Max.
Okay? This girl gets there, shows up. Madison's oddly comfortable with her. This bitch is on her lap. And I'm like, it took me 2 seconds and I go, we're going to the bathroom and I go, you two fucking tonight? Or what the fuck?
What's going on here?
Because... I've never seen you hug someone in my life, let alone let this bitch sit on your lap. And she's like playing with her hair.
Oh, Okay.
Okay?
I don't remember that.
She was.
Okay.
And you're like, I don't know. I'm just like only comfortable with her. I'm like, explain.
She just like gives me different vibes, you know? Like
wants to fuck vibes.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know that going into this, but so anyways.
Hit him with the story.
Anyways.
What happened?
Okay. Let me tell my version.
I just told the real version, but go ahead. That was what happened.
Okay. This is a friend, yeah, that I've known for 10 plus years at this point going on. And somebody who I've always been super close with. I would say we were the best of friends, you know, going through high school, whatever. But just life happened and, you know, we grew apart and whatever. Let me set the scene. Walk with me for a minute. You walk into bungalow. You're stepping on glass already.
500 frat boys.
Yeah. There's cigarette butts being thrown at you as you're walking through.
Literal savages trying to fuck you, yeah, as you're walking in and out. And I'm not, this is not a flex. Oh. Any walking being in this place, yeah, is getting hit on.
Straight up, you breathe and you have like dicks all around,
right,
you know?
Right.
So walk through. There's a really cute, really fucking inconvenient, gigantic pool table in the middle of this one fucking room, which is the only exit outside. So, you know, you scoot past fucking whatever.
Chad, Brad, Michael.
Exactly. Yeah. So she's there. Yeah. I see my friend and I'm like, what's up, bitch? You know, like we're hugging, we're, you know, getting into it, you know. But again, I came into this expecting to just see my friend that I haven't seen in fucking forever. But we get there and yeah, pretty quickly, both Blake and I are like, oh, this is not, you know, as much of a friend vibe as I thought it was going to be. So the night goes on, you know. So this friend and I, you know, separate from our group. And like all of a sudden she's just like weird fucking vibes. Like she just like tenses up. And I'm like, bro, what's good? Like what happened? Like did something happen while we're standing here? Did somebody say something? Whatever. And she's just like, I don't know. And I was like, what? Like, you're being so weird. She was like, she goes, I'm scared. And I was like, scared of, like, what? I'm like,
classic.
Yeah. It's worked on me because in the moment, I'm literally like, what the fuck's going on, you know? And then I was like, could you please just let me know what the fuck is up? Because this is really killing my vibe, you know? And she finally was just like, I am really fucking attracted to you. And I was like, oh.
You're like, I know.
Yeah. I was like, welcome, you know.
Welcome to pussy.
So.
You're like, I'm getting the Uber right now.
Literally dead ass. Like 7 seconds later, I text Blake, hey, we're leaving. You were right.
She's like, go back with your friend, because I was with my other guy friend that night. She's like, go back to his place with our other friends that were there. She's like, I'm taking the apartment tonight. I was like, honestly, bet, take it. Enjoy your night. Because at this point, I was like, if you guys don't fuck tonight, I truly think you're the biggest pussy on the planet.
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah, you know, popped off. We went back and...
Popped off? What does that mean? That's what we want to know. The okay, sex with the straight girl.
You're screaming.
What's the sex with a straight girl?
0 out of 10.
Why? Because she was just mad nervous or like...
I mean, yeah. Like just there was... It was like 100-0, you know? You know, and it's like maybe like a 50-50 give and take a little bit.
Oh, it was like you gave all and she didn't give anything.
Yeah, plus I was also like, she has no idea what the fuck to do, even if she was.
I can attest to that. You have no idea what to do when you pick up the girl for the first time. Listen to the last episode.
Like, you can't just like, you didn't just like assume, like just kind of go for it. It was really like that stressful.
I did assume and I really did go for it and I really wanted to. I don't think it went – I like to tell myself it went well.
Okay.
I haven't confirmed if it went well or not. I haven't asked. But I think that you can assume. Did she not even attempt?
No. Not one bit. Yeah.
Do you think in the moment she – like when you were going down on her, when you were hooking up with her, she was like, fuck, like maybe I don't like this because like – not you personally, but like she's like, I don't like girls.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, of course, that was going through my mind. But, like, also before anything even happened, like, I made sure to, like, look at her and be like, are you okay? Like, is this cool? Is this, like, what's the vibe tonight, you know? So, yeah, I wasn't feeling like this was happening out of, I don't know, like, oh, we're already here, so we might as well just do it sort of thing. Like, it felt like it was happening, you know, genuinely. With that said, like, yeah, I think in hindsight, looking back, everything that did happen, like, she was just experimenting. She was. And, like, we've been friends for fucking ever. Like, I think she trusted me. I think she loves me. I think, you know, yeah, we do have a fucking solid friendship. So I get it, you know, but I wish, well, I know it's ridiculous to kind of wish this because I can't control or ask this shit of people, but I wish she had just said to me, like, yo, don't know what I'm feeling, but would love to, you know, maybe figure it out sort of thing. Like, give me the heads up, I guess.
But don't you think that would have made you feel insecure going into it?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I don't know how that would have made me really actually feel, but I'm only speaking from being on the other side. Like, now I do wish that she had have said something. But yeah, and I also know that that would be so, I'm sure it's already hard enough for her anyways. So to try and then, yeah, like, have that sort of conversation is 10 times worse, you know?
Yeah, because in the moment, I'm trying to, like, think from her perspective, yeah, AKA where I was, like, last year. How would I think it would almost make it more awkward and, yeah, more pressure on you,
sure,
to say, I don't know if I'm into girls or not, but let's go right now.
Yeah.
That would be more awkward. I'd rather just be like, let's just go for it. I'm down for this. And then kind of, like, feel out how I felt afterwards. Because I feel like in the moment, you just want to fucking do it. And obviously she was attracted to you, but, like, actual sex is different than, than an attraction.
Yeah. 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 In the moment, I get that 1000%. But I also, again, in hindsight, I can see that she had a full agenda for the whole night. She knew what the fuck she was coming for from the second she walked into bungalow, you know, mm-hmm, from the second she walked in and Chad, Brad, and Michael were like, hey, what can I get you? You know? So that's why I say that. And that's why I think that it's fair of me to be able to have that sort of, like, you know, want and opinion, because yeah, like, it was very clear she came knowing I was going to fucking be there, knowing the night we were going to have, and knowing that this was going to happen.
Are you mad at her for hooking up with you?
No, I'm mad at, well, I'm not mad anymore. I was at a period. I was mad because I felt like, because it wasn't on the afterwards, it wasn't awkward for me, and it wasn't like, it wasn't an experiment for me. I knew what the fuck would be on the other side. And I don't think she did. And what hurt me was that she let that get in the way of the 10 plus year friendship that we had up until that point. And I couldn't understand how she could do that, you know?
Well, yeah. Sorry. Gonna say what happened afterwards, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
She blocked you. Mm-hmm. And then she had a boyfriend. And then later tried to backtrack and say how apologetic she was and go on and on. But I really think, I mean, looking at it from an outside perspective, that she had, like, this major attraction to you. Maybe she is bi, maybe she's curious, whatever it is. And she was trying to brush it under the rug so much to the point where she was like, I'm going to block my friend of 10 years.
Yeah.
That's insane to me.
100%. And I completely, well, I don't understand it, but I don't understand the feeling, or I can't empathize with the feeling, but I can understand it in a sense of how much of a struggle that could be for somebody. You know, I've experienced that same sort of, maybe not the same, but yeah, similar sort of, you know, internal, like, battles of, like, literally, mm-hmm, what the fuck am I as a human being?
On to dating. Well, here's the thing. You are attracted to girls that
could very easily
be straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm attracted to girls that are very obviously gay.
Yeah.
And, like, so I feel like you asked me earlier before we started this episode, how would you feel if you were hooking up with a girl that you weren't sure was gay?
Yeah.
I don't even know how to answer that, yeah, because, like, every person I'm into is so apparently gay.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't even think I've ever been attracted to someone that's bi.
Yeah.
Like, and that's another episode, but, like, dating bi or being interested in a bi girl, the stigma of that, mm-hmm, and whatever. Anyway, so because you're attracted to girls that very easily could be straight, you've matched with girls that you hook up with that end up being, or so you think, straight. Mm-hmm. So you match with this girl. She comes over to your house. You make dinner. You're just, you know, everything's chill. What happens?
I don't just make dinner, first of all. First of all.
Okay. Cool flex on the chef, and I'm not going to even, like, go. You're full chef. Full fucking chef.
Yes, thank you. Fucking barefoot Contessa hit a bitch up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So you went barefoot Contessa on this bitch that came over.
All over this bitch.
And
she was vegan. I made a vegan fucking meal. Are you shitting me? Do you know how fucking hard that is? Not only hard, but fucking expensive. Now that I'm actually thinking about it, I'm getting pissed off all over again because I spent bank on this bitch for her to come over.
Fuming.
For me to go down on her and for her to leave. And then within a week, she's like, got a boyfriend. Dude, damn, I got played. Awkward.
But did you get played? I don't know if you get played or not. I think it's just that, like,
yeah, I don't think
girls. Here's the thing: if it's not you, it's not personal. If it's not you, no, it's going to be another gay girl. Yeah, you know, yeah, straight girls or girls that are curious or whatever, and they fuck a girl, and like, it ends up being that they're not down for it. It's not a personal thing. It could just be like they have needed to figure that out.
Totally.
And obviously, like. Yeah, that sucks that you're like, fuck, I feel like I got played. Mm-hmm. But like, if you take the ego out of it, like, do you really feel like you got played?
No, I don't think it's getting played in a sense of like, I got fucking like duped, because I got what I was expecting, I guess, in a sense of like, I knew what both these girls were going to give me, you know, but.
How long did it take before your date got there that night where you were like, she's never hooked up with a girl before?
When she walked through the door.
Why?
Because, like, I've never seen a stick so far someone's ass. So far up someone's ass.
Because did she seem nervous? Did she?
Yeah, she was just nervous as hell. And she's fucking stunning. Like, she has not a goddamn
supermodel
thing.
Supermodel.
Literally no bullshit. No bullshit.
Signed to Wilhelmina.
So I'm just like, bitch. What the fuck is good? Yeah. You know, she's walking into my tiny ground floor bordering the 101 freeway. Bullshit ass fucking 850 square foot apartment in Silver Lake. Literally looking like a 55. But I wouldn't have been able to pick her or Joe fucking Schmo off the corner of the street. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So I was like, oh, she's never been inside a woman, you know?
Fair. So yeah. How are you going to, and are you going to avoid hooking up with straight girls, or are you just never going to know because the girls that you're attracted to look like, you know, they could be straight?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But
I hate to say look like straight because people think I look straight.
Yeah. But I was going to say, like, I can't generalize that to all girls. Like, yeah, I have a type and that's what it is. And however that those, you know, probabilities seem to weigh out, you know, as far as girls who work out or not, you know, I can't control that. And that's not going to deter me from dating people that mm-hmm. like I'm interested in or would normally.
Okay. The straight thing, like, do you think that girls that are straight, because I've heard, okay, this is like a stereotype, right? Mm-hmm. I don't get it because I'm not into this, but I feel like a lot of you guys say that lesbians go after straight girls as like a challenge almost to like try and turn a girl. Do you in any way have like a interest in doing that? Like, do you think that's hot?
Absolutely not. I don't even think that that's a real thing. How could you really expect that you could have that much power over somebody else? I mean, I guess you could. I guess it is possible. But if that's what your goal is, therapy.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's breaking shit in my apartment. I think I agree with you. I don't think you could ever truly turn someone gay. I think you either like you're curious, but whatever you're gonna do, I think that they're going to reach a experiment or they're gonna hook up a certain person or whatever they're gonna do, and they're gonna come to that realization on their own. I don't think, because like, there's all these girls that are out here like, oh, like you got her, you know, trying to flex, like, oh, you got her when she was in a relationship. I turned her gay, as if that's like a flex. I'm like, you didn't turn her fucking gay. Like, what? She did that on, that's who she is.
That
and that happened on her own.
Less hot to me. That's a person who clearly like needs psychotic control over other human beings. And that's not, that's really just not the vibe, you know?
Yeah.
Vibe check? No. Like, I'm confused. I don't, like, why?
Like, I'm so hot that I could turn a straight girl. Like, that's the vibe. Like, they're like, I'm so hot, like, my moves, like, turned her kind of thing.
Okay, so they were not asked to prom is what we're getting at.
All right, cool. Sweet. So
if we want to hear your straight girl stories.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, hit us up with your straight girl stories. And if you're someone that, like, because obviously
Matt, I want to hear from the straight girls, too.
Yeah. If you are straight and you're listening to this and you're curious and you want to hook up with a girl, like, are you hooking up with her because you're experimenting? Are you hooking up with her because you know you're attracted to girls, but you feel like it's taboo or, like, whatever it is? I don't want to throw ideas at you and, like, that's what it is. Whatever your story is, like, let us know. On the other end, if you're a girl that's sitting here being like, yo, I'm so hot, I turned a straight girl, Madison and I obviously agree that, like, you're not the vibe.
Yeah.
But give us an argument. Like, why is that valid? Yeah. Like, why did you turn a straight girl? So let us know your straight girl stories, your bi stories, whatever. And,
Make sure to rate.
Oh, yeah. Review. Rate.
And subscribe.
Tell us if you want to tell us to fuck off.
Yeah.
You can.
Sure.
But. Yeah.
But. Five stars. Yeah. As long as it's 5 stars, literally draw all the middle finger emojis you want. Don't give a fuck. Just do 5 stars.
We welcome the Brad, Chads, Michaels.
Oh, please. I miss you guys.
Tell us to fuck off.
Yeah.
But. Five stars. All right. We'll see you guys.
Bye.
Bye.